Gittin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gittin Bavli Daf Pei. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph at the first Mishnah, that's Halacha Hei. Kosev L'Shem Malchus She'ena Higinis, L'Shem Malchus Madai, L'Shem Malchus Yavon. Later we see that our Mishnah discusses penalties for a woman who remarried relying on a get with one of the following problems. The date was written not according to the reign of the king of the land, but rather according to the king of an improper kingdom, or of Madai, or of the Yevonim. The date was written counting from the building or the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. If he was in the east and he wrote in the get this the west, or he was in the west and he wrote in the get this he was in the east, she must leave her original husband and also her new husband, and there's also many more penalties. She needs a proper get from both husbands before she may marry anyone else. Ain la like silver like payrus, but like mezainos like blois, alzev alzev. They are not like mezer tachzir. She does not receive a silver, or the produce of her field, or food, or the remnants of means the compensation for the depreciation of property that she bought into the marriage from this husband or from the other one. If she took from either, she must return it. The havlad mamzer mezer mezer, and the child from either husband after she married is a mamzer. If she dies, neither husband, if he is a Kohen, can become tummy for her to bury her. Neither husband receives objects she finds or her earnings, and they cannot annul her vows. If she's a basiso, she now disqualified from marrying a Kohen. Baslevi min amase, or baskoyen min atruma. If she's a baslevi, she's disqualified from eating maase. If she's bas koyin, she's disqualified from eating truma. Ein yoshav shalzeh v'yoshav shalzeh, yoshin ksubasa. The heirs of either of neither husband inherit her ksuba. Meisu echav shalzeh v'echav shalzeh, cholsin v'loi meyabmim. If the husbands die before giving her a get, then their brothers do chalitza with her, but not yibum. Shuna shema yishma, shem yiroi v'shem yiro, teitz mizeh mizeh v'chol adrochem ma'ilibah. If the sofer changed his name or her name or the name of his or her city, she leaves both of them and all of these penalties apply to her. If a man died without children and one of the widows is a close relative of the brother, then all the arayas which they said that their co-wives are permitted without chalitza or yibum. If the Soros went and married a stranger, and then the Elva was found to be an Ionis, which is not capable of having children and that she doesn't develop in the regular way, it turns out that the Soros needed Chalitza or Yivam. Therefore, she leaves her new husband and the Yavam as well. She can't marry, she can't do Yivam. And all of these penalties apply to her. And the Gemara says, "V'yechonim shem v'yanai, also as a vlad, nam to mipli asakona." Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yonah, said that they disqualified a get written for the wrong kingdom and thereby made the child a mamzer due to the danger lest the kingdom be upset, which is mortal danger. Huna b'shem rav kol hadar pilka to Rabbi Meir puts me shina shmar shma shem yiroi v'shem yiroi. Huna, quoting rav, said that this entire perek, whenever it says that the child is a mamzer, is only like Rabbi Meir, who says that whenever one deviated from the Chachamim's rules of Gittin, the child is a mamzer. Except for if the sofer changed his name or her name or the name of his or her city, then even the Chacham agreed that the child is a mamzer. The mana boy claiming Rabbi Yasa, Av Hamagarish. The mana asked Rabbi Yasa, did Rav say so also for the last pair, which is Perek Hamagarish? Amalei leis pilka didchoin ela didan. Yasa answered, no, he does not hold like your Perek, but Hazorik, because Hazorik and Hamagarish are both one perek. Rather, like our perek, which is Hazoyik, is one perek, and Hamagarish is a separate perek. And we come now to the next Mishnah of Halachavov. Hakrinus is Yerimtoi, Beholcha, Sarasa, Benisus La'ache, Benimsus Zuzu, Shehi Eilinis, Tetsim Yizem Yizem, Bechol Adrochim Eilibo. The man did Yibim with his Yivama, and her Tzora, her co-wife, married a stranger, and the first wife was found to be an Eilinis, so the Yibim was pasul, and the Tzora was forbidden to remarry without Chalitza. She leaves both of them, and all these penalties apply to her. The Gemara says, Leihai sasicha le'nasei ele le'hisyabim, v'zu hi yevama, v'nisus b'lei Chalitza, If a widow should have not have married, rather she needed to do yibum and she's a yavama, and she married without chalitza. Rabbi Yirmiyah says her yavam does chalitza and her husband keeps her. Yehuda ben Pazi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan teitzei. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that she leaves her husband. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi La teitzei. And Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi La, said that she leaves. Rabbi Yosi shal Rabbi Pinchas heich Rabbi Saval. Rabbi Yosi asked Rabbi Pinchas, how do you hold? Amalei ke Rabbi Yirmiyah. I hold like Rabbi Yirmiyah, says Rabbi Pinchas. Amalei chazer b'cha deleikein anak sav alecha zaken mam. Rabbi Yosi said, retract, and if not, I'll write about you that you are a rebellious elder. Amar Rabbi Zvida Masnisa Masaya Rabbi Yochanan Teit Mizeh Mizeh V'Hilgimon Dvorim Bar Div Rabbi Meir Sh'am Mishum Rabbi Yekiva. And the support for Rabbi Yochanan is, says Rabbi Zvida, we have from a Brisa, it says she leaves both of them and the 13 different fines apply to her. This is like Rabbi Meir, who said it according to his Rabbi, Rabbi Yekiva. V'chachamayim Ein Mamzeh Mi'Avama. The Chum say there is no mamza from a Yavama. Alad say, Teitzei. Looking even further, they said only that there's no mamza, but they agree that she has to leave the marriage. We come to the next mission, is Halacha Zayin. Kasav Haseif V'tar V'Nosan Get Le'isha V'Shoiva Le'ish Nosnei V'zeh L'zeh La'achazman Ha'ha'get Yotz Metachas Yedei Ha'ish V'Shoiva Miyad Ha'isha Teitz M'zeh M'zeh V'chol Adrochem Ha'ilu Bo. The Mishnah says if a sofer wrote and later we'll find that he made a mistake and he gave the get to the wife and the receipt saying that the ksuba had been paid to the man, and he and she gave to each other, means he thought that he'd given her a get and she thought she'd given him a receipt, and then she remarried, and after it was found that he has the get and she has the receipt, then she leaves both of them and all of these penalties apply to her. Brother says, if immediately it's found that he has a get, etc., it's not a get. If after it is found, then it is a get. The first man is not believed to uproot the second husband's rights. The Gemara says, man and kaimen, what's the case? Im b'shatar af b'lazim oide. Im b'shatar af b'rabonim oide. If we know that the sofer made a mistake, then even the brother should agree. If we know that he did not, even Rabbanan should agree. And again, in Taimin, the stam, the brother, she said, like chashash, tar, for Rabbanan, choshin, shema, tar. The case is, stam means we don't know whether or not he erred. The brother is not concerned, lest he erred, and Rabbanan are concerned, lest he erred. The brother, ime, im al asa, yatsa, in a get, im al achazman, yatsa, how is a get, shle hakom, in a rishon, la abed, fus, shel, sheni. And the Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar says that if immediately it's found it's not a get, if after it's found it's a get, the first is not believed to uproot the second's rights. Ezu alata, what's considered immediately? If Zera ime ad chalinis alsa, binis alsa. Rabbi Zera answered this before she became an arusa, before she was betrothed to someone else, and after she became betrothed. Rabbi Yitzhak b'chakula amar, Ad Shalainisis Venisis, and Rabbi Yisrael Bechakula said, before she had Nisuin, after she had Nisuin. Nisim Asayla B'zeira, now come in a vision, la Abed Chusash Minasheni, and the support for B'zeira is the mission that said that first is not believed to uproot the second one's rights. Also after Erusin, after betrothal, the second loses if we are concerned, lest it was not a get.